So we started off with the importance of storytelling and some of the aspects that you suggested in terms of effective storytelling, and then broadened it in terms of across the three goals, and then the use of traditional and new media the volunteers are using. But then it ended up back at the storyteller, him or herself, the importance of encapsulating that experience. And it sounds like at whatever point in that service, it sounds like it's something that storytelling and thinking about storytelling is something that volunteers probably do all the time in the field. But being able to share that with their families or communities back home, but it coming back to being a resource that they can draw upon after their experience for years to come. So,
and let me pick up on that years to come for a moment. Mm-hmm. I've been back 40 years, and I must confess that for probably the first 10 of those years back, I did not focus very much on my Peace Corps experience. I was raising a family, going to school, having jobs, all those things that take our time. And it was only about 10 years later, for me, I'm slow, I began to think about and understand better what that Peace Corps experience, what that was happening to me. And, you know, in part because I was changing careers at that point and my kids were to a certain point that, you know, I could start talking about what all that what that Tunisian stuff was hanging all over the wall. And with that, I began to feel the stories, and it was telling those stories to my kids that began that process for me of discovering what happened to me as a Peace Corps volunteer, not what happened to me in terms of activities that went on, but how did I change, and what, why did I come back so different than when I went in? But in finding an answer to that question and how that had impacted me for the then 10 years since, I did go back to individual stories. How did I handle the difficulty of learning the names of the students, because I couldn't pronounce them very well. I was never good with other languages, right? How did I manage that? How did I manage a certain failure of really working with those names? How did I manage certain successes that I had? But I had to deal with circumstances that I had never thought about in the U.S. I mean, one particular example was talking to a woman who had just given birth to twins in a very rough-looking maternity hospital. And one twin was at the bottom of the bed, and she was nursing the other twin. And I said, "Why is the twin at the bottom of the bed?" And she said, "We only have resources and energy for one." And I looked at her and trying to understand what was all of the language behind the language, what was all of the culture, what was all of the history, what was all of the poverty that was behind that sentence that she said to me at that moment. Well, it was 10 years before I could work with that, go back and really work with that and understand what that particular impact, the impact of that moment, was on my life at a level that I had not really sort of brought forth and worked with. So we have stories about the experience. And Tony, as you say, throughout our lives, it is throughout our lives. And I think for each of us to be respectful of that opportunity, whenever those stories come and wherever that opportunity might be, and it might be grandchildren when the stories start being expressed, that's okay, because we change over time. How we see our experience changes over time, and how others then understand our experience changes over time.
Well, Jody, I want to thank you for joining us today for our Tech Podcast series. We've certainly been able to use this new media to capture your story about effective storytelling, and look forward to any comments or suggestions from any of our listeners out there, and please share your stories with us. So thank you, Jody.
Well, thank you very much. I enjoyed it.